Content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician. Addiction medicine specialist. Coldplay is our guest tonight. Chris Martin is here. Jonathan Buckland is here. And it's nice to meet you guys. I'm a big fan.
Oh, thanks a lot. You certainly are too.
Thank you. Now, I got that. Right. That was good. we should quit right now.
Go home.
All right. I saw Coldplay at the K-Rock Weenie Roast last year, and I saw them... Where the hell else did I see Coldplay play?
But
we get a lot of sort of bands on this show. It's the kids' music. Sure. You know what I mean? A lot of these young people are more angry than they are talented. And Coldplay is probably more talented than they are motivated, which
or
I
or
like.
Angry.
Or angry. Yeah.
They're angry. They're angry that we're not talented.
No, they're very talented. Coldplay is so talented that their drum kit is actually lower than the stage. I don't know how they do it. The drum kit just sort of sits on the stage. Huh. They don't even really bother setting up. They're that good.
Nice.
Everyone else is up on the riser and it's got the big gong and everything.
Yeah.
Not Coldplay. What do you do with your drum kit? Is it the side or something?
Our drummer's very weird. It was to the side, and then why are we talking about this?
I don't know. I remember looking at the band thinking, now here's a band that doesn't care, and that means they're talented. They're good. The stage is 80 feet wide. They only need 8 feet of it.
Oh, that's true. We like to be close together because we're good friends.
Yeah, I like that.
Over the years, we've grown further and further apart until eventually we'll play in separate venues.
You're just satellite.
Over the phone.
The drums in and the guitar in. Yeah, but you're not running all over the place spraying water on the crowd and doing all this nonsense.
You weren't last year. You're coming. We're playing tomorrow.
Are you going to spray water all over the crowd?
Absolutely nuts.
They're at the El Rey, which is a really nice theater, sort of... kind of art deco, kind of, I mean, old for L.A. For England, it's brand new. But for L.A., I guess L.A. is like 30s, 40s, maybe.
Right, like 7 years old.
Yeah, it's a nice, it's sort of.
Very old, ancient.
It's sort of intimate, but it's big enough to feel the crowd, too.
Okay, cool. You going
to
come?
Now, I would like to. I really would like to, except for I have to be here.
Oh, okay.
What time you guys
going
out?
Maybe we'll call up during the show. And
you may.
Yeah.
You may. I like that.
Set a cell phone.
The headmaster speaks.
Set the cell phone down on the drum kit, and I'll just listen to the set. Are you guys going on at like 9:30 or 10 o'clock or something?
I don't know. Whenever all the actresses get there.
is Coldplay... Now, it seems to me that Coldplay is sort of the thinking man's band of the last couple of years. I know you don't want to agree because it would sound pompous, so I'll just say it. Yes, they are.
We're a lumberjacks band, really.
No.
We're good to chop wood, too.
No, you get a lot of cool people who listen to Coldplay, right? Actresses.
What's that?
Writers. Yeah, Anderson's back.
Anderson's back. Dropping in some lumberjack stuff. Are a lot of celebrities come up to you?
I don't know. No? Let's talk about something else apart from our band. We get embarrassed.
Okay. Well, let's talk about System of a Down then.
How about Saint Clown Posse?
Oh, they were in yesterday.
Yeah.
How do we compare? I mean,
the same band. Same guys.
Same
guys. ICP, Coldplay, same band.
Same
band. Amazing.
CP. You can abbreviate us as well.
Okay. Yeah, ICP and CP.
Yeah. Right, Anderson's furious, though, that we didn't include him in that experience.
Oh, the Insane Clown Posse experience?
Yeah, he's furious.
No, they'll be back in 5 years, Anderson. You'll still be here. What's that?
No, it's nothing.
Okay, we're gonna hear something off the new CD, which is coming out in what's it coming
6
out?
6 days.
6 days.
Seven days.
6 glorious days. The new CD comes out, and it's called A Rush of Blood to the Head. And we're gonna hear something off of that in this first hour, and then we'll hear something else off it in the second hour. But first, we'll take a few calls as we normally do.
Great.
Here, Fatty. Fatty. You go by the name of Fatty and you're 18
Maybe
years of
fatty.
Age? Maybe it's Fatty. How do you spell Fatty, Drew?
We'll put a Y on it.
What happened to ICP? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. All right, hang on there, all right? All right. Let's talk to Ashley. I always feel compelled to apologize for Americans whenever English, whenever I'm front of any English people, because they're
speak.
Such horrible people. They're uneducated, and they're sort of boorish, and they're horrible people. Let's face it. I wish I was English.
Well, you're right, really, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, they're horrible. They're horrible.
Man, we have you guys seem all right.
We're okay. We're the only two good ones. Ashley?
Yeah?
You're 17 years old?
Yep.
What's up?
Okay, me and my cousin, see, we were planning on giving this guy head, right, at the same time, because he really wants it from both of us. And some people told us that was incest, but we're not touching it at all. You know, we're just giving it at the same time.
It's a little bizarre, isn't it? Somebody you're this close with, a family member. I mean, imagine you're 25 and coming back for Thanksgiving to visit your family, and you have to think about some of the crazy stuff you did when you were 17.
Yeah, it's just my cousin. Yeah, like, one of my really good cousins.
I understand.
That's kind of Drew's point, but wait a minute. Ashley, are you black?
No, I'm white.
You're white?
Mm-hmm.
So this is more hillbilly stuff than it is hip-hop stuff.
No, not really. I'm not really a hillbilly, but...
Really?
Trailer.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing about whether you're hillbilly or not. That's not for you to decide. That's for me and society to decide. And we cast a vote toward hillbilly.
Oh, I'm moving towards trailer, too.
Trailer trash?
I say you're both being a bit cruel.
You may be right.
I think Ashley sounds too nice to share.
Yeah, that's just it.
Just find your own fella.
Her mouth is too purty to share with you, with another penis.
What's going on, Ashley? Come on. That's ridiculous. Do you like this guy?
Well, we're, like, really good friends with him, and he's, you know, trying to get us both, I guess.
Yeah, listen, don't think that by being with both of you somehow it's going to throw both of your hats in the ring and maybe he'll go along with one of you. It will close out a relationship with him. You'll never have one.
Do you want a relationship with him?
Oh, no, it's just something crazy to do.
You don't like him.
Oh, no, he's just a friend.
Yeah, she doesn't like him. How old is your cousin?
She's 18.
Okay.
Well, now I'm thinking this is bogus.
Why? Because would she do this?
It's just something crazy to do. I'm just tossing it off,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but if
not
young,
hillbilly, not trailer.
Yeah, but if young... Well, that's what she says. If young girls are getting, you know, navel piercings and nipple piercings and tats and things like that just for the hell of it, why not this? It's less permanent.
Because people do that, but she doesn't give me the right feel.
Ashley?
Mm-hmm?
Why should we believe you?
Why shouldn't you?
Yeah, touche.
When I was 11, I kissed my cousin. Can
really?
I say that? Yeah.
Oh, hey, call the police.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, we didn't really know what we were doing.
No, I mean, your cousin...
But we didn't give anyone head.
That's the whole thing about the cousin that's sort of sexual trouble for a lot of kids, which is they become like a sort of sexual tackling dummy. They're an experimental person that it's
nearby.
Like they're
nearby.
Close enough so that you can have a few cracks at them, but they're not exactly your sister, so it's not totally taboo. I'd imagine there's a lot of this going on. I mean, I did this with my cousin Greg. I'm sure many cousins have done this.
Yeah, I do, but this is not this. This is something different.
Okay, Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
We cast our vote against this.
Okay.
All right?
Uh-huh.
And no, why don't you find a guy you like and,
you know,
have a relationship? No. Yeah.
She's not doing... This is something she just made up. I guarantee.
Okay.
I guarantee.
Just tell Drew you made this up so he can feel right.
Well, I didn't, but I'll just say I did just to make him feel better.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that's exactly the same. I know technically, if we had a stenographer here, it would almost sound the same, but I don't think Drew feels as good as he would.
I can accept that they were kind of goofing and thinking about it, but that she was intending to do it, I don't buy it.
All right. But where were these girls when we were in high school, by the way?
I think that the guy's onto a winner, though.
Yeah.
He's got girls debating that problem.
It would be great if they somehow, like, when I was in high school, I wish somebody could have worked my penis into a dare.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, dare Susie to touch Adam's penis.
I dare you two hillbillies. Yeah,
it's like Kiss Chase gone mad.
Kiss Chase? What's so, that?
It's a game we play in England I guess you call it the recess of school.
Kiss Chase.
And this. What, you explain it, Johnny.
Well, you just kind of... chase around.
You chase girls. It's like a polite form of rape, I suppose.
Oh, really? It's English man's rape.
Yes, but
you do it
in a very polite and decent way.
Are there rules? It's like we've got a pack of hounds and horseback.
What do you do? You just chase someone and give them a peck on the cheek.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah,
but this was 10 or 12 years ago when we were doing this. The time has changed.
See, we have a version of that where we rape girls in public swimming pools here in the United States. I think it's basically the same thing. Can't remember what it's called, though. Kayla?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Uh-huh.
You got a question for Coldplay?
Mm-hmm.
Go right ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to know, is it better or is it worse playing here or back at home? Or, you know, what's the difference? How do you like it?
It's, to us, it's all pretty great, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's when we were at school and when we were I don't want to say your age, but when we were your age, you know, one concert a year was a great thing, you know?
Yeah.
And now we get to do it every day or every 2 days in somewhere new and somewhere cool. And so we like it wherever, you know.
Is there a difference in between the audiences in Europe?
There's a lot more whooping
States.
And hollering over here.
The whoop level.
Really?
The whoop level
whooping.
Is a lot higher. A lot more people go, yeah!
Woo!
Even in the quiet songs, you can play a tender ballad and halfway through someone goes, yeah, you tell them!
But you know what's
but we
weird?
Like that.
Once in a while, C-SPAN runs like your House of Parliament or Lords or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
House of Parliament. Yeah, House of Parliament. And some guy with a powdered wig starts talking. Everyone starts yelling at him while he's halfway into his
very
rant.
Weird. Yeah,
and I think, really, you guys with the powdered wigs and the robes are screaming, but the audience is sitting on their hands. What kind of backwards country is this? How does that work? Do they save it all up for that one Parliament meeting?
Know, it's odd. Everywhere's a bit weird,
Adam?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Adam?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, sir.
Remember the rat problem you had?
Yeah, I had a rat in my house, yeah.
Dude, I had a bat in my house.
Nice. Really?
Wow. That was pretty scary.
Yeah, probably worse than a rat.
Bats are fine, you know. Bats are very intelligent creatures.
You hear about that. I mean, there's a few things you hear with animals. You hear, oh, they're smart, and then you hear, they eat the bad ones. Although I never really see them eating the bad ones. It would help their cause if I could see them eating something bad just once. You know, people.
Fair enough.
I was talking about spiders the other week where people go, well, spiders eat the bad insects. Really? I just see them loafing around my house scaring me. I never see them actually attacking or stalking any of the so-called bad insects. So that I would like to see. Like, I like to see a spider eat some of the ants I have
this
in my
is weird
kitchen.
Because I met someone the other day who found a scorpion in her room eating a spider.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, really? Well, so maybe it still doesn't help the spider's cause, but maybe. A scorpion was in a room?
Yeah. I can't remember. Who was it? I can't remember.
I would move.
Someone went to a show. I know they just said, I was just talking about pets or something, and they said, oh, well, I found two scorpions, and one of them was eating a spider.
Was it Arizona?
No, it wasn't. I don't know where it was. I can't remember. It wasn't anywhere in the locality of here, so don't worry.
If I saw a scorpion in my house, I would set the house on fire. I would. And then I would move to a different country. Country free of scorpions, where I could start a
England.
Scorpion
you could move to England, you know.
I think I'd just do Canada. I don't think they're
okay. Fair
I mean, no offense, right. No offense. It's
well,
just closer.
We take offense.
No offense. I'd just go back and forth into like Detroit and hang out, and then go back into my scorpion free environment of Canada. Eventually, I might branch into England. That's all I'm saying. I had a girlfriend from Hounslow.
Did you?
Yeah. She said it was by the airport. I never been there. I don't know.
By Heathrow.
You can't have been that close then.
She was a stripper.
Right.
It's a great accent.
Yeah,
great
accent. Like, yeah, Hounslow, yeah. Stripper, yeah, okay.
We don't spend a lot of time there.
Not in Hounslow.
No.
But you've heard of it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good, because she wasn't lying. I thought the whole accent thing was fake, too, for a while.
Really?
Carrie?
Hello?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, basically, I don't really know why, but I get jealous really, really easily, and I take, like, okay, well, my boyfriend, sometimes when he has concerns about our relationship, I take them personally and I cry.
Like, give us an example.
Like, okay. He tells me that he wishes I wouldn't be so jealous, like, when he goes out with his friends, or that...
And that makes you cry just by itself?
Well, no, not, like, just by itself, but, like, for example, yesterday he said that he thought maybe a little more space would make us...
Ooh.
Like, well, he was thinking, like, more space.
I'm crying. That's bad. Yeah, a little more space is a bad conversation to have.
I know, but, like, it seems like it kind of makes sense that if we have more space, then, you know, not, like, more space as in, like, never seeing each other, but...
Right. I mean, here's a guy who's actually asking for more space.
Like, not having to talk on the phone every day, because sometimes he feels obligated to call me and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All that, though, is not a great sign for a relationship. How old's the guy? How old is he?
18.
Yeah, he's 18. Is he going off to college?
He's deferring for a year.
deferring for your why.
So he can be with me until I apply.
Really?
Yeah.
How does he feel about that?
He wants to do it.
He wants to do what?
Defer for a year till they can go to college together.
Is defer is a nice term for
wait,
not doing well on your SATs?
No, sit out a year.
Oh, please, defer my ass. This
he
is
didn't
nonsense.
Apply. He didn't apply.
I didn't apply to college either. I've been deferring for 22 years now.
He already applied. He got in.
Where?
UC Davis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you're going to go?
I'm hoping to go somewhere down there. I'm thinking it's a Claremont. Anyway.
All right. So
UC Davis is a nice 6 hours from Claremont.
I know, but I'm not sure exactly where I want to go. I'm still looking.
What's going on here?
How old are you? 16.
She's 16.
You're
18.
On any other part of the country, you'll be three states away. If he goes to Davis and you go to Pomona.
Well, I was thinking of Dave. I mean, I'm really not sure.
But it sounds like this relationship is not as tight as maybe you think it is. And that you both have so much invested in it, yet neither of you really want to be that invested in it. And he's sort of pushing back now. You really ought to evaluate this. I know it's hard. It's tough at this age. But
Drew, give him the speech about breaking up.
Yeah, at your age, once you've been in this relationship, it's usually a first love kind of relationship for a year or two. It's a long one. It's a big one. It's an important one. You don't have any of the skills and facility to know when the relationship is wrapping up. Moreover, you don't know how to get out of it once you've decided things really have wrapped up, and you don't even admit it to yourself. You just let it kind of drift down, and you get more and more uncomfortable and miserable for reasons you can't even identify. So,
it's getting cathartic now,
right,
so wrap it up.
6 years from now, this relationship would have wrapped up long ago.
That's right.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, how long?
I don't know, man. I'm 25.
Still in love?
No, but I find it difficult, the whole...
It's always hard, but it's 17 or 16, whatever she is, she's 16, it's you can't even fathom it.
But the more space excuse, I mean, I'm a man, and so is John, and we both know that's nonsense. If you say you want more space, that's just the beginning of it.
I don't think it's, like, more space. I think he just... I don't know.
Did the words more space come out of his mouth?
No. I mean, I just kind of summed it up that way, but... What he meant was just, like, he doesn't really have that much time for it. He's really busy, and I am, too, and he's kind of been ignoring his friends and his family and stuff because he's been spending, like, every day with me.
All right, so, Carrie, here's what you need to do if you want to stay together with this guy.
Okay.
Stop spending every waking moment thinking of the relationship.
Balance your life.
Like it's some project.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? He's an individual, you're an individual, you all have a bunch of different things going on, and then you come together.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pete becomes on you. You understand? But don't. Well, we need to squeeze some bad comedy in here at some point.
I knew it was coming,
a long
so
time.
That's all right. I beg your pardon.
The point is she treats the relationship like it's a space shuttle launch. There's a countdown, mm-hmm. and she's working on it. She's got her team on it full time.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going insane. Just stop it. Just get involved with your own life a little bit.
Yeah, other areas of your life need to be sort of paid attention to so you balance things.
Right. Sorry, Chris. Go ahead.
I was just going
to...
Uh-oh.
Well, Anderson likes to shut the mics of the guests every once in a while.
I am talking rubbish.
No. It's good.
No, yeah,
But it's weird because these girls sound really cool.
Oh, why are we trying to dissuade them?
I think men are generally scum.
Men
are horrible, but a guy at 18 needs to figure out who he is and what he wants. And he's going off to college, and this relationship is sort of winding down. That's the reality.
I don't know. Maybe we got the wrong impression. I don't know. I don't want to be dooming it.
Chris is...
It's not our job. Come on. We'll just sit and listen.
No, you're right. You know, but this is good. You provide a counterpoint,
right, to
Drew's crappy point.
It's our jaded and...
Yeah, we just tell everyone to break up because we don't have to go through the pain and torture of breaking up. It's easy for us.
On aisle, Drew.
We'd be like, if we were mechanics, we'd just tell everyone to get a new car when they rolled into
they'd be better off, wouldn't they?
Yeah, wouldn't be seeing us. All right, how about we hear something from Coldplay?
Good times.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Do you think so?
I think it's a great idea.
What about that guy who wanted Insane Clown Posse? Why don't we play that?
This is, like I said, you like Insane Clown Posse, you're going to love Coldplay. This one's called In My Place.
Oh, God. Audience,
yeah, it? I thought we were playing something off the new CD.
That is off the new CD.
That is?
Yeah.
I thought that was the old CD.
No, that's our new single.
Nice.
That song's been around for like 3 months, though.
I know, it's because it's a, let's not get into that. That's really a problem we should call in with.
Because the CD hasn't even come out yet.
It's coming out in 6 glorious days, like you said.
Well, now you can finally get that song.
Wow.
People are sick of it. I wouldn't.
No,
it's a good song. It's a great song.
There's better stuff on there, you know?
All right, well,
play some.
We'll hear it.
No. The other stuff we're doing is more. Well, I don't want to.
No, in the 11 o'clock hour, about an hour from now, we'll hear whatever you want to hear off of that CD played on this radio show.
We want to hear Insane Clown Posse.
All right. Oh, no.
Well, the only weight I lift is my own, my big fat ass every day when I wake up. That was pretty good. My fat ass. Oh, my God. Hey, play that again.
You see how Americans are?
Who is that?
Insane Clown Posse.
That's that's Violent J, yeah.
Wow. In a quieter moment, really, compared to last night, when he was loaded last night.
That's a subdued Violent J. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. Coldplay, our guest tonight. We're going to come back.
What do you mean a break?
Break means...
Commercials.
Commercials,
that is
right.
The only bad thing about America.
Yeah, what do you guys... Oh, you guys got, like, BBC One and BBC Two and stuff. You just instead of having entertaining things and then having a commercial in between, you just play crap all the way through without a break.
Let's leave.
No. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that to sound disrespectful.
We invented comedy, man.
No. But then you stopped in, like, 1964. Dudley Moore, like, told the last joke over there before he got on the plane, and that was it.
Oh, God.
All right. All right, I don't want to offend the band anymore.
Well, you've done it already.
We'll take a quick break. I'm going to make amends, and we'll be back.
Let's move.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Drew. Jonathan and Chris are both here from Coldplay. The new CD is going to be out the 28th, 27th. 827.
Is that the price?
When is that?
No.
That's coming up, right? That's Drew? You know the dates.
Drew's not listening.
27th is next week.
That's right. So you can go out.
19th, you don't have to plug it, fellas.
You can go out. Oh, no, no. We plug. That's our thing on this show. And we plug music we like and bands we like and guys we like.
I bet you say that to all the bands.
The ones we like.
Yeah, we have a lot of bands in here we don't like.
Really?
Yeah.
So how do they not get cookies and water?
They don't get as much love as you guys are.
Thank you. If this is a lot of love, I hate to see what...
Nice. Maybe we ought to change our plan here.
All right. No, that's fine. That's fine. A little verbal sparring is good. It makes for a good
show. We're upset about what you said about English comedy.
You know what? I'm sorry. The Brits... invented humor, and they continue to pioneer it. It's just they're a strange group, but I like them. I like them.
Thanks a lot, man.
Cheers.
I do. I like Cheers. As Drew, as you know, I like Cheers.
Cheers,
right?
Mate.
Cheers, I think, is great. I love the accent. I love.
No, he frequently said Cheers, mate. That's Adam.
I just love that. Yeah.
Dave. I like the way you talk about us as if there's about three people in England. Yeah, I like you guys. Yeah.
You guys got a mate though, so you can make more of you. Danielle.
Oh my God.
You're 15.
Yeah.
One day I'm gonna go over the list of countries that need to do a little more procreating, and the ones that need to slow it down just a notch. Okay. All right.
That's I'm sorry.
Danielle, you're fine.
We're okay.
Calling from the United States, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to slow it down just a little bit. What's going on?
Well, I have this problem, right?
All right.
There's like these three guys that I've kind of been involved with. And I'm not sure exactly what to do about it.
What does involved mean at 15?
Like, yeah.
Are you having sex with all three of them?
No, only one.
Only one. Yeah. Wouldn't that be the one that you should sort of stick close to?
I don't know, because, you see, he's moving to Arizona.
I see. Yeah. And you're out here in California?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's done, right?
Kind of, like he wants to keep in touch and all, and like he's going to be coming back to
That's pretty unrealistic, though. I mean, you'll see him once a year, maybe. That 15, that's an eternity.
Right, so now we're down to two candidates,
now
right?
It's like American Idol is.
Right.
Now
we've limited it down to two. We've cut it down to two.
Now, do you definitely have to be in a relationship? Can you just kind of hang out with a couple of guys? And
well, I can, but it's like really hard, you know.
Why?
I don't know. It's so complicated just the way things work out because like this guy who's moving. I like really, 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 really like him.
All right, and if he were staying, he'd be your boyfriend, right?
Well, he kind of is.
All right. Doesn't that tell you a lot about the other two guys that you're just guys you're hanging out with? Maybe I'll just leave it at that.
Another one is also my boyfriend.
All right, what's up with you? Where's your dad?
My dad's at home.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are you?
He's at home. He's my stepdad.
Where's your biological father?
I hate him.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're talking
now
about.
Now we're getting.
How old was he when he left? How old were you when he left?
Like, before I was born.
Okay, is he an alcoholic, or?
I don't know, but he married another woman when my mom was 8 months pregnant with me.
Nice.
And he denied me for most of my life.
That's great.
Until I was, like, about 6 and a half, and my mom asked for an increase in child support.
Mm. Okay. Well, but see, now you'll never have another guy leave you because you'll always have one waiting in the wings.
Yeah, my dad loves me, though.
Your stepdad?
Yeah.
Well, how old were you when he arrived?
I was, like, about 4, and he's been there ever since.
Right. But yet...
I'm surprised that wasn't enough to really make things okay for her. So, you know, this may just be 15-year-old.
No, mate. Can I come in here?
Yeah.
I had an ex-girlfriend who... her dad left, and her stepdad was brilliant, and he loves her to bits.
Yeah, but...
But it's always... if your own dad left...
Go ahead. I'm sorry,
but
Chris.
Her dad didn't leave. She never had a dad.
Yeah, but he did leave. I mean,
he abandoned me and denied me.
Yeah, your mom clearly indoctrinated you with all of that. You never had a relationship with that. It's very different when you have a relationship and then he disappears.
Okay.
We've actually tried, because, like, once...
Yeah, but your mom wouldn't allow it, probably.
No, she...
Still, man, it's not.
She actually encouraged it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember, I think he had met, like, the first time he saw me was when I was, like, really little. And, like, she had brought him over to his mother's house on Christmas. And he showed up Christmas Day with his family, and he's like, who's that kid? And then his mom was like, that's your daughter.
All right. There's a lot of trauma around.
He totally just denied me right there.
Okay, I understand.
She got entered. All right, quiet down over there. Quiet down. Danielle.
Yes.
Shut up and listen to me.
I still think that a lot of that's got to be from mom.
There's clearly, yes, and there's clearly energy for biological dad, because I'm hearing it as you speak about him.
Right.
And that energy, even though stepdad has been a great guy, seems to be bleeding through into your current relationships. So, here's the thing. One guy's gone. The other two guys, I don't think you're that into. Otherwise, you'd be into one of them by now.
But you see, Adam made a point much earlier, was that you're maintaining multiple relationships in order to protect yourself, A, from a real relationship, and B, protect yourself from losing sufficient. Any, you know, if you lose any one, you've got three more to fall back on. And so you never have to worry about abandonment
again. Yeah, but, like, the thing is...
All right, that's enough.
Oh, no.
We can't save everybody.
I know. Well, yeah. You should try.
I know.
You were doing really well. But
I do.
Because it's
I
all
try.
To do with dependency, isn't it?
I know,
if my dad left, I'd be really annoyed.
It's about abandonment. It's abandonment. Not dependency. It's fear of dependency. In fact, it's abandonment.
And women, especially cute young women, can get away with this because guys will be around and show up and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, I don't know what to say to Danielle. She's some years away from sorting this out.
She sounded cool, though.
It's not over the top a problem yet.
Yeah, she's all right. Let the guy go to Arizona. And
much better to have lots of guys after you than none.
Yeah. Nick?
Yeah.
Turn your radio down, please.
All right. Let the guy go to Arizona.
Oh, boy, I hate to hear myself.
All right. Nick?
Yeah.
Go.
Hello?
All right. Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on hold for a while, all right?
All right.
All right.
Quite a while.
You know, one thing I got to say about our listeners, they take their punishments, their timeouts very nicely. Brandon?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, I got a girlfriend, and she gave me a blowjob, and it took me a long time to, like, orgasm, I guess.
Uh-huh. You've never had sex, right?
No.
Do you masturbate?
Yeah, I masturbate quite a bit, actually.
Does it take you a long time? We'll find out more about that in a minute.
Right.
Does that take you a while?
For the masturbation?
Mm.
Well, yeah, it kind of seems that...
How long does it take then?
What do you think, he has an egg timer?
He's dying to tell a story here, and I'm just trying to get some answers before he goes into it. Is it 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 1 minute?
20
minutes.
You're onto a winner, man. I don't know what he's worried about.
20 for masturbation?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. You know, how long did it take when she was giving you oral sex?
I wasn't really looking at the clock, but it seemed like quite a while.
More than 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Hold on. Brandon?
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on hold, too, all right?
All right.
No.
All right. I'm finding I hate guys. There's nothing worse than teenage boys. They're so unrewarding to call. They call this goddamn show and they act like we call them at home.
Yeah.
And they're watching TV and we're bothering them. Like I called Brandon up in Montana. Hey, Brandon, it's Adam. I do a radio show. What about beating off? And he's like, oh.
Oh, that's embarrassing, man. That's embarrassing.
Well, don't call the goddamn show then if you don't want to talk.
But can I say something to Brandon? I know that you guys are in control, but... It sounds like a good problem to have.
Yes, of course.
They can't orgasm or takes a long time.
I mean,
orgasm.
In my experience, I think girls would really appreciate that.
I mean, apart from the sore jaw.
No, I don't mean like when you're having oral sex, but I mean when you get down to the actual proper, you know, 400-meter track race, if you see what I mean.
Right. And but see, some guys aren't cut out that way. Some guys have a fast orgasm through intercourse and very slow one or none at all. Through oral sex.
But that's not the guy that takes 20 minutes to masturbating.
Yeah, this 20 minutes to masturbate.
Perplexing. Adam, you okay? You're just disturbed by that.
I was trying to work my schedule out thinking, geez, that's 4 hours a day for that. Wait a minute. What's 9 times 20? I'm gonna work this out.
Oh, and then this
weekends, I'd never see daylight.
Brandon has a very simple solution.
Can I tell you an English joke?
Yes.
Wait, just for Brandon quick. He's got to cut back on the masturbation and he will have no problem.
Okay.
That's his deal. Okay,
let's
English joke.
Can I tell you, there's a guy, I once heard this guy say, you know, I just recently stopped smoking and masturbation, which was difficult because I was a 20-a-day man, you know, and I smoked a lot too. Which
sure,
is
that
basically
was
what you just said, but that
was
funnier.
That was Dudley Moore's last joke where he got on the plane. No, I got it. That was good.
Thank you.
20 fags per pack, Drew.
Got it.
See what I'm saying? Is it a pack of fags, or is one cigarette is a fag in England, but
yeah.
What is a cigarette pack? Is that a cluster of fags, a gang of fags?
It's a carton of fags.
A herd of fags.
What is it, John? You smoke?
Yeah. Was.
Carton.
Carton of fags.
A package.
Pack of fags.
Yeah, we got told when we come to America never to ask to bum a fag. You know, because it just means to borrow one, you know. Or take someone else's. But,
Marie?
Hello?
You're 21?
I have a question for Coldplay.
Here they
are. No way, I can't believe it.
What do you guys think of people downloading your songs off the internet?
Oh, it's cool, you know.
So you guys have no problem?
No, not at all, you know. It's good, and it sometimes takes a long time.
Yes. Can I ask one more question?
Yeah.
Do you guys ever go on your website?
What, us as a band?
Yeah.
Very, very occasionally when we're being really foolish, because going on your own website is to me a bit perverse. It's a bit like videotaping yourself having sex or something. Because the reason is, it's just a bit dangerous, because you can either get a massive ego or you get really depressed, and neither of those two things are really that healthy.
Yeah, it's true. People love you and then people hate you.
Yeah, because I read one message and it's like, you guys are the best thing ever. And I think, yeah, we are. And then it says, the next message says, you guys are the worst thing ever. And I go, oh, yeah, we are. So it's just like, and then I ring Johnny up and get really upset and then, you know, we will have a
See,
cry.
I'm not the only person that does that, Adam.
Drew does See? That too.
Do you read your, you see, you shouldn't do it.
Not Drew yet. Reads the stuff, he gets very upset. But Drew, if he reads 1,000, you're the greatest ever, and 1, you guys are so-so, he pouts for weeks.
So yeah, that's no, like us, you know, that's
there's
like
no
us.
Pleasing. There's no pleasing. There's no compliment that's great enough to make you feel good enough to counter-set,
yeah.
Counteract the one bad one you're going to read, Drew. That's why you shouldn't do
that's
it.
That's sick.
It's true.
I know. I don't know what's wrong with you.
And you mustn't get depressed, like, because when your book comes out, are you allowed to mention your book?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Please do.
But I'm sure
Cheers,
be,
mate.
Because we're going through this at the moment, and we're going through daily, psychotic depression.
In fact, I was thinking about that. It's something you're so invested in.
Because every review, you know, you wait yeah. on it like you're waiting for, you know, a goods yeah. train or something.
You're
and,
right.
And it's bad to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm right. giving myself advice as much as you.
Yes, yes.
Even though you're a bit
Cheers.
Older.
Cheers.
Coldplay in the studio. Marie?
Yeah.
That's fine, right?
Yeah, well, and you guys, the show was great last night.
Oh, thanks a lot, Marie.
And good job staying away from the groupies.
We stay well away.
Yeah. There's 3 of them out in the parking lot right now.
Are there? Are there?
Shit,
I've got to go.
From.
Thanks, Marie.
I walked in and they said, would you tell Coldplay we're here? And I said, who's where? And they said, us. Yes.
I like Marie.
Let's take a little break. Coldplay in the studio, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Coldplay is our guest tonight. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Chris and Jonathan are both here from the band. The new CD is coming out on the 27th of August. That is, I think it's Wednesday of next week.
Download it now.
As I recall. And this is their second CD, by the way. And they're going to be at the El Rey tomorrow night, but I'm sure that is sold out. And then what about this weekend? Are you guys playing around anywhere in town? Because I would like to come to a show.
We're going home.
You're going home? Yeah.
We're coming back in a few weeks, I think, to play a place called the...
Greek.
Oh, the Greek Theater?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Outdoors.
Really?
Up in the hills.
You want to come?
Yeah, but I think I'm going to be in London.
Ah.
I'm going to be ransacking your flat.
Really?
Yeah.
It's fine. I've got ants, actually. You know that girl who rang in with rats? The worst thing is ants, because they're so...
You have ants in your flat?
They're insistent, you know. You say, please leave, and they just don't...
Yeah, I hate ants. And you know what I hate about ants? I hate that. I hate the fact every time I see one lone ant, I label it as a scout.
Uh-huh.
That's how I rationalize killing it. If I see one rogue ant, one lone ant anywhere, I'm like,
that doesn't stop anything though.
This one's a scout. Right. This one's a scout, and I gotta put it down because it's gonna report back to the troops that there's food in my house. But here's what I don't like about ants. I have ants randomly running around my kitchen and not on the food. Mm-hmm. They seem to just be going somewhere, but I'm not sure where, and there's a sugar bowl and they go right past that. They're really interested in the things I think they should be interested in.
Right.
And I'm not sure what their final destination is. Yeah. I think they're passing through my house and going to Chris's house in England. I'm sure we have the same ants.
Really?
I do.
My ants are very clever, and they're amazing. You know, I put down some, I shouldn't say it, but I put down some ant poison.
Yeah.
Which I didn't like doing, but they just sort of walk around it on the way to the sugar.
Yeah, they walk around everything that you put in front of them. Maybe you ought to put it to the side. Maybe that would trick them. They go in a line. They seem to be carrying around little bits and pieces of things. They're like meat, by the way. If you leave any like meat or fat out, they go nuts, but they seem to walk right past the sugar. And I'm convinced my house was built on some kind of sacred ant burial ground
that's
or
my
something.
House.
No,
except,
I think my house had
except
that.
They've retreated to the trees.
Well, that's good.
Our trees are loaded with ants. And they come down.
Who cares? You don't have
they
a tree in your living room.
Whenever they laser beam into the house whenever they feel like it.
Well, I'm going to work this ant thing out. Yeah,
ants.
We really could. I didn't know they had ants in England. If they do, it's probably because we brought them over somehow.
No doubt.
But you have anteaters here, right? We don't, you see. Mm.
Oh, yeah, I got one of those in my house right now. Yeah, I think we, must have sent over, a crate of avocados about 300 years ago to England, and I think there were some ants on that, and that's why you
we
guys got
We gave you Shakespeare.
Ants.
You gave us
we
vermin.
Gave you vermin. Mac?
Yeah.
You're 18?
I am.
What's up?
I've been having this sort of semen problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's really thick.
Right. Very
last
viscous.
It's actually so thick I had a lot of trouble getting it on the train.
That's wild.
Hold on, let me close my eyes. Yeah, that's nice. Well, you had difficulty getting it down the drain.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you have to do to get it down that drain,
well,
Mac?
I had to sort of get it down on my hands and knees and,
Oh, it was in the tub?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'll use a coat hanger oftentimes to get my semen down the drain. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So what's the question exactly?
Is that a bad thing? I mean,
has it always been that way?
No.
Are you on medication?
No.
You've been eating a lot of cornstarch?
Do you masturbate regularly?
Yeah, maybe once a day.
Once a day. Seems like a lot of trouble for a guy with your viscous semen to be having to force it down the drain on a daily basis.
Is the volume normal?
Perhaps you should masturbate outside, Mac.
Is it the usual...
I don't know if that's the solution.
Has the volume changed?
Well, not during the winter, but... What's that?
Has the volume changed? The amount?
No, not really.
Is it that tapioca pudding consistency?
Oh, really? True.
It's got the tensile strength of, yarn.
All right.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
That's nice, Mac. Mac, this is a bogus call, yes?
No.
No. Okay, you beat off in the shower?
Yeah.
Be careful, would you? Hmm. I'm convinced that's how I'm going to go.
Strength of yarn.
Beat off in the shower?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm convinced that's how I'm going to go. Because I'm going to tense up. Sometimes my calf cramps up, and I'm going to slip. And I'm going to hit my head on a soap, a towel bar or that soap dish or something.
You will.
And that's where they'll find me.
That's why you should always wear rubber-soled shoes in the shower if you're going to do that.
I shouldn't. I'm going to come out with a line of masturbation shoes.
Or a mat.
They're sort of like volleyball, indoor volleyball shoes, but they have suction cups on them. You could actually walk
Track
up
shoes.
The side of the building and into the bathroom to beat off.
But, Mac, there's nothing specific about your consistency, your viscosity
I'm
problem.
I'm seeing myself wearing, a bike helmet.
However,
in shoes.
The fact that it's changed and the fact that it is so striking, might not be a bad idea to get checked out just overall.
Oh,
nothing specific about that complaint, though.
Does that mean a high sperm count?
No, it doesn't mean anything, frankly.
But we do hear it a lot. And it seems to shift. I mean, let me ask you this, Drew. You know, sometimes you spit and it just comes out like ocean spray. Mm-hmm. And other times you spit and it's like you hawked up an oyster.
Yes.
Doesn't this happen with your balls,
yes,
too?
Yes, yes.
Sometimes it's just this lovely foamy mist. And other times it comes out in one piece.
And sometimes
it rolls
ghost.
Around. You have to kick it into the hamper. You ever do that? You ever kick a ball of your semen into the hamper?
No.
No? We This can shift, though. I mean, it's just like stuff that comes out of your nose, something, stuff that comes out of your mouth, stuff that comes out of your ears,
would you like to describe anything else disgusting so I can confirm that, too, has changed its consistency?
People shouldn't worry about this, right?
Not specifically. Does it mean something specific? No.
Okay. Coldplay is our guest. Time for another quick break, which we've learned they don't have in England.
We've taken a lot of breaks now.
Commercial.
It seems like it because you're enjoying yourself.
Not really.
Yeah.
I just want to get it over and...
All right, we're going to take like an hour and a half break. And we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Jonathan and Chris are both in here tonight from Coldplay. The new album, A Rush of Blood to the Head,
Stop
is coming out.
Man.
No, it's good.
It's getting boring, man.
It's good. And let me give them some more plugs. It's coming out in about a week. Let me tell you this, that they're going to be in Seattle at the Paramount on the 4th of September. And on the 6th, they'll be in San Francisco at the Greek. And by the way, I don't like these San Franciscanites stealing our Greek name, by the way. There's only...
They have a Greek theater?
Apparently, because they're going to be at the Greek. And then they're going to be in Vegas at the Joint. And then in San Diego at... SDSU at San Diego State, and then they're going to be in Los Angeles at the Real Greek on the 10th, which is, I think, a Tuesday, because I come back from England on the 9th, but then I have to come to work again. Don't you guys play any weekend gigs?
No, because we work in the week.
Yeah, I got to work this out.
We played yesterday, though. That was a weekend.
Yeah.
It was? We always work, man.
Wait, yesterday was Monday, wasn't it? What day is it, Drew?
Monday.
No, you know, yesterday was Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. You did that Burger King thing yesterday.
Yeah. Can I tell you, I'm doing Howard Stern today or tomorrow or however you want to do it.
You're getting up in 3 hours?
I'm going to be back in this studio at 3 o'clock.
Oh, that's good times.
Maybe 2:50.
Oh.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why don't you just lie down right over here and be done with it? Get an extra hour of sleep that
People
way.
People have offered that. People have said that to me. You're going to leave Westwood One and then come back at Westwood One at 2:45 in the morning tonight after you leave at midnight? Why don't you sleep there?
Get a trailer, you know?
I said, but if I sleep here, first off, this place has ants, rats, and bats.
Yes, yes, sir. Indeed it does.
And the drains are all blocked.
And I'm scared I'd be, like, raped by the maintenance guy, number one. Number two, I don't like this place, and then I'd never leave this place. And number three, I don't go to bed at midnight because I get off work at midnight. Do you know what I'm saying?
I go to bed at 2.
You have to go and, yeah.
Yeah, I go to bed at 2. So I'll go to bed at 2, and I'll get up at 2:11, and I'll come out here for 5 hours of radio. And I just sit here with the microphone, the headphones on. And the beauty is after about 3 hours of doing Stern, I just think I'm listening to the show. I just sit here with the headphones on. I start nodding off. And eventually someone mentions my name, and then I'm confused.
What's your role? Are you one of the... gang?
Once in a while, when one of the crew goes out, this Artie Lang, who's like basically one of the gang in there, goes out of town, he asks me to step in.
Sure.
And fill Artie's big shoes, but I'm not in New York, obviously, so I have to do it from out here. And I'm really getting tired of getting screwed with this hour change thing, Drew, and I'd like to shift it the other way around. I mean, hasn't New York been ahead of us for long enough?
Oh, I see. Just flip the country over.
Let's flip it around.
Yeah, fine.
Let's give us those 3 hours
nice.
For a change. I roll in here about 9 in the morning instead of 3 a.m.
That'd be great.
You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
This would be nice. We could leave. You know those god-awful flights we have to take where we get up at 5 in the morning
yes.
to leave to New York at 7 a.m. out of LAX and get there during rush hour?
Yes.
Not yeah. anymore.
Leave at 9.
According to my plan, catch a noon flight. We'll get in there at 2:30.
Why don't you make it like a 9-hour difference?
Now you're thinking.
Yeah.
Now you're
3 hours. I'm a small man thinking that way.
Just yeah, yeah. And why does it even need to be the same day? It should be the weekend over there all the time.
No. All right. Now we're on.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna hash this out. I have the support of the band.
Do whatever you like.
Yeah.
No, you guys go back to England. Let me screw up the
calendar. No, we'll tell the Parliament and...
Yeah.
The Right Honorable Gentleman from Hounslow.
They scream at each other. One guy's trying to make a point. It's the only time they talk is in that building. They all start screaming at each other.
Democracy. Is that what that is? At least the right person got elected in our country.
You guys got real democracy over there. You pay about 90% in taxes, and everyone's on the dole. All right, John?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Nothing much. First, I just want to say to the guys in Coldplay, I love the guitar sound you guys get in your albums, man, especially on your new single. I think it's really great.
Thanks a lot,
thank
man.
You. Thanks. Anyway, Drew, I've been using this cream that I bought in this adult store, kind of as a joke at first, but it numbs the penis, you know what I mean?
Right.
So when, you know, you're having sex, you can last longer. It's called, like, delay cream.
Does it work?
Yeah, it does.
It's hard for me to believe that, but...
Well, maybe it's a placebo effect.
Maybe. What's in it? What's in it?
I can't tell you the active ingredient, but I know it's water-based. It doesn't list the ingredients on
it. It doesn't list the ingredients. Ooh. It's probably a xylocaine gel of some type.
Okay.
Well, is that legal? I mean, you can buy xylocaine. I mean, it's like stuff you'd put on your tooth.
Yeah, I mean, there are topical creams you can use now that numb skin up. But the reason I have sort of doubts about it is that it's not just the skin that's stimulated during sex.
But he's looking for an edge.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? He's looking for an extra few minutes.
All right.
Three or four extra pumps.
My friend was telling me that it's probably not a good idea since I'm only 18 or that it may even, like, stunt my penis. I don't know, whatever.
Stunt penis.
No, your penis was done growing 3 years ago. I got bad news for you.
Well, 21 is actually when guys finish, but...
Listen, my penis did not make a move between 18 and 21.
I understand. John's done. Okay, be that as it may. Unless I know what's in the cream, I can't really tell you whether or not it's good.
Well, what if he eats the cream? Wouldn't that work that much better?
No, I don't think so.
And what about the cream? Is it safe to, like, use with condoms?
Well, you said it was water-based, so yeah.
Right.
All right.
Are you using it with a condom?
Yes. Maybe it would numb the girl, so I guess I would, you know.
But maybe the condom is why you're having the delay.
Go in there, like, I honestly can't feel it.
Doesn't that take away the enjoyment, though?
Well, yeah, I know, but...
Chris makes a valid point.
Pleasuring her, too, you know?
Yeah, and John's take on it is, so what?
And then I like this guy.
And then what if John uses the numbing cream, the chick decides to give him a BJ instead, and then she walks around all day like she went to the dentist?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She can't, she's like, that'll be $50.
John, were you not using a condom before you used this cream?
No, I've never had sex without a condom anyway.
Good for you, man.
That's thanks to your show, by the
way. I'm not sure. Good. I'm not sure if you answered the question, though.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is since using the cream, did you start using a condom, or have you always been using the cream with the condom?
No, I just started using the cream.
So you've always been using the condom, and you added the cream, and it's helped?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay.
But, hey, Adam, real quick?
Yeah?
I just wanted to say that I've been a fan of the show since, like, I've been in sixth grade. I just graduated with high school.
Oh, man.
And I'm actually leaving for Georgetown University in, like, 3 days.
Cool.
So you don't always have stupid callers. And
all right.
I promise you, once I get into, like, a position of political power, I will fight for you guys and make sure the morning after pill comes with every condom.
God bless you. John, I was just at Georgetown a couple weeks ago. We're on in Washington, D.C.
Oh, really? Oh, great. Great.
I'd also like you to work on the time differential between us and the East Coast.
When he's in power, yeah.
I'll be working for you, Adam.
Yeah. So it gets dark at noon.
John could be one of your staffers.
Yeah.
You're perfect.
Yeah, you could rub some of that cream on my staff. Thanks, John.
What song is he listening to in the background?
I think he was listening to Mariah Carey or something.
I thought it was Sheryl Crow.
John?
I thought it was Insane Clown Posse.
Love Play.
What's the song playing in the background?
Oh, no, my dad's a musician. He's recording an album below us. He has a studio in our house. So.
It's not Bob Dylan, is it?
I'm sorry?
Who is it?
Who is your father?
I can tell you off air, but not on the air.
Why, is it someone we know?
No, not really. If you let me come down to the studio, I'll tell you.
Michael Bolton.
No. What's she doing? Is she covering a song down there, or is that original?
No, it's original.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. You got a dad who's got a studio, a musician. You probably still hate him, right?
No, I love my dad.
Okay, good.
He's going off to Georgetown.
All right.
Good night,
buddy. I'm jealous.
Thanks.
All right. He's got a penis that works. Found some cream for it to numb it up.
Some of these people who are ringing in with problems don't really seem to have problems.
That's right.
That's more an endorsement.
They're just showing off some of
the numbing cream. It was a great endorsement. It's like, hey, I'm in a woman. I don't even know it. Hey, that's great.
Can't feel anything.
Yeah, hey, you take a few Quaaludes, you can pass out. Someone can rape you. It's great. Yeah.
You didn't even know you were there.
Right. Yeah. You rub some of that on your face. You don't know you're going down on a woman. It's great. It's great stuff, Drew. Jeff?
Hello.
You're 31?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, question for everybody, but mainly Dr. Drew. I am a recovering drug addict alcoholic. My sobriety date's June 14th of 1993, and I have ADD.
So does pretty much every addict.
Yes.
That's part of having addiction. Those genes overlap, and the problem is when you have ADD and addiction, the treatment have to be different.
Okay.
Have to be different.
Why?
Because mostly people will be advocating the use of stimulants, and addicts absolutely categorically under no circumstances should be exposed to stimulants.
So, like, if you have ADD, they give you Ritalin, right?
Or something like that.
But if you're an addict, they shouldn't give you that Ritalin.
Not after the age of 18. In fact, before the age of 18, they can, and it works quite well. But something happens during the development of the brain that makes it really quite different after 18.
What's ADD?
Attention deficit disorder.
Oh, okay.
So, Jeff?
Yeah.
So now the question is what?
Well, basically, I was prescribed Adderall, which
that's a no-no for you.
Because it's speed?
It's a speed-like. It's not as bad and doesn't trigger addiction immediately, but it will kindle your disease. Your disease will resurface biologically by the stimulation caused by that drug.
Can I have your Adderall? So, what are you going to do? Give it to one of your goofball friends or have it expire in your medicine cabinet? Why don't you send it over here?
Did you relapse?
I did. I gave it to my wife. Basically, I abused the Adderall. I double dosed.
Yeah.
I felt guilty. Gave it to my wife, and we flushed it. But I could have made.
That breaks my heart.
You really should.
Flush drugs.
Unfortunately, and I'm sure it'd be worth your while to take a new sobriety date and take a newcomer check.
Oh no.
Yeah.
You got prescribed a little something, and now you got to. Reset the sobriety clock.
Nothing to be ashamed of. It's just his biology has been re-triggered. And,
he has to pick a new date, though. I mean, he's got like 9 years under his belt.
It's a rigorous program of honesty, and if you're really going to be truly honest.
I don't know. That doesn't count.
It doesn't count, but to be completely honest, that's the way you should do it. But listen, a lot of this happens, and always be careful of well-meaning caretakers. Wellbutrin's okay. Clonidine's okay. Certain other antidepressants would be okay, but not the stimulants.
Okay, I'm on Effexor right now. So
that's fine.
Is there anything else that you would recommend?
Well, again, Wellbutrin and in terms of getting off the speed?
Well, that or just, what can I do to take care of myself besides getting enough rest, eating right, having a schedule, any other kind of medication?
You're talking for about dealing with your ADD?
For the ADD, yeah.
If you're having a lot of symptoms, you need to see a psychiatrist who's used to dealing with addicts so you don't get biologically off track. And it may be time, 9 years, 10 years, those can be tough years for people in recovery. Maybe it's time to get a therapist and really see what psychologically might be sort of boiling up right now.
What about NyQuil? Are you allowed to do NyQuil?
Alcohol. Sorry, Adam.
Is it just me, or am I doing that? Is there a lot more problem with, John, like depression but people having prescription tablets over here than we have?
Probably.
You guys.
I've never heard of any of these drugs ever.
You guys have grown accustomed to your depression. It's part of life. Here we won't accept it.
No, but seriously, do you not think it's gone a bit crazy?
I think like anything, there's an abuse side and an overprescribed side. And, from what I've learned from sitting here for a number of years, the drugs do work in many applications, but there's always some case of it, them being prescribed where they shouldn't be prescribed, and then that sort of leads to a discussion, and then people want to get away from them. I guess if you just stood back and looked at them overall, they do more good than harm. Would you say that, Drew?
Overall.
So if it's 75% good and 25% bad, then I guess it's that way with explosives. It's that way with cars. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Some could argue it's that way with guns or buildup of military. It's that way with everything that works.
We need relief and gratification, and now that's sort of our culture.
Sure. I'm not having a go. It's just because I'd never heard of them.
Yeah, I think I don't know, Drew. Do you have those meetings? Do they figure out what's going on around the world with these things? I mean, we got to be the world leader in this stuff, right?
I've never been in a meeting that discussed that.
I wonder who's second. I mean, we know the United States is number one, and probably by a long shot. I mean, by a wide margin. But you think England's number two?
I don't know.
Canada?
I don't know.
Mexico sounds pretty good. Mexico, you get whatever you want at the corner.
Yeah.
It's great. Go get Quaaludes, tequila. Just go get anything over there. I like that society. It's like it's a country that's like continuously throwing a bachelor party. it really is.
That's true. My best friend met the Buffalo cheerleaders there.
In Mexico?
In Mexico, yeah. And he certainly had a bachelor party.
Yeah, it's great. It's one big party over there. I mean, I guess you guys got the red light district over there in Europe somewhere. Where is that, Drew?
Amsterdam.
You guys got your Amsterdam.
Strangely,
it's no Mexico because you can't get tile. Right. We can get tile and pinatas.
What is that?
What's
mean?
That? You guys know what pinatas are?
Is it a type of taco?
Oh.
Yeah,
no, I've got no idea.
This is the problem with England. You guys need pinatas. I'm going to go out there and open a pinata.
What is
factory.
Pinata? Johnny, you know that. No,
lava lamps no and pinatas?
Pinata is it's a paper mache, or as you would say, paper mache.
Papier mache.
Papier. Yeah, that's a good one. That aluminum and paper mache are the two ones these guys go nuts on. Say aluminum.
Aluminium.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a whole new word for them. And paper mache is not even paper mache. It's papier.
It's French.
Papier mache.
Papier
mache. That's what it is.
Right. Yeah, it is that. I know. It is.
And the town where they have that tower is Paris.
We
say Paris.
You know what America is like? It's like, you know when a band covers a song and then the song gets bigger than the original? And then everyone thinks the song was done better.
That's what's happened with Aluminium.
That's what happened with Aluminium. We covered it as Americans, and now it's ours.
Fair enough. But I used to think it was Arkansas, and then someone told me it was Arkansas. So we're guilty of it as well.
Oh, now that's a new one
for
me.
Missouri and Missouri.
All right, well, let's get back to the pinata discussion.
What is a pinata?
This is a papier-mâché donkey. You guys don't have donkeys over there either.
We have donkeys.
You guys got donkeys now?
Yeah.
Oh, these things are really looking up over there.
But they have a hull. There's an empty shell within this papier-mâché.
Right.
It's a
and
vessel.
It doesn't have to be a donkey. Traditionally, it's a burrow. But
it's an animal with four legs.
Yeah. Right. But it really could be E.T.'s head, whatever your kid likes, you know. And it's hollow, and we fill it with candy.
Oh,
all right,
man.
and then we hang it from a tree.
Oh, you hit it with a stick.
Yes. And we blindfold kids and we spin them around.
Everything you do over here, you hit something with a stick.
Yeah.
It's very simple entertainment.
Yeah, I know. It seems like, hey, if you want candy and you have 15 kids, how about just giving them some goddamn candy? They have to beat the crap out of E.T.'s head and then I'll dive on it like it's a rugby pile. And we got to turn everything into a competition in this country.
Oh, absolutely.
A fight.
Yeah. Mexico, I think Mexico invented that, but I think they just invented that to sell it to us because they know we like sticks and beating up stuff and tearing stuff
open. We'd go for that.
Yeah, it's always great. You know, the good thing about the papier-mâché.
Papier-mâché.
Yeah, right. Good thing about the piñata is there's always one overzealous kid who jumps in a little early before the kid's taken the blindfold off and just catches the tail end of the last swing across the forehead. We have a big problem with that in this country. Right. Well, big problem.
There must be some sort of like abbreviation of it, like pinata disorder or something.
Yeah.
Do you ever get callers about that?
Drew's seeing more and more of it.
Coup de pinata.
Coup de pinata.
Yeah.
Is this a syndrome?
Yeah, it's right across the forehead. Yeah.
CPS.
Yeah. True. Most of your CAT scan victims
are
come through there for that, right? Mm-hmm. Derek?
Yeah, hello?
You're 16?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Adam.
Hey.
You're just a hilarious guy. And
great.
Dr. Drew, what can I say? You're a passionate man. Whatever.
All right, what's up there, Derek?
I want to talk to Coldplay.
Here they are.
Hey, John.
See, that's who he really wants to speak to. How's it going, man?
Good. Chris, I guess you said that this could be your last album coming up.
Yeah.
And why?
That's a great question. Well, the thing is, and I don't want to sound all cheesy, but this is the kind of show where you can say things like this, but it's because we suddenly started to really appreciate what we get to do in our lives, and we didn't want to start thinking too far ahead, and we just want to sort of enjoy everything for the moment. I know it sounds a bit sort of sports.
What do you mean appreciate what
you're doing? I mean, as in, sometimes we went through a period when we first started having some success where we would just let it all pass us by, and we just wanted to make a sort of conscious effort to put all our effort into what we were doing now, and
not look down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and to make the best record now. And so we didn't hold any songs back, and we, you know, we haven't sort of, I don't know, Johnny's better at explaining.
We got nothing planned for anything in the future. You know, everything's open.
Taking things one day at a time.
It's our way of saying that this is the best possible record we could have made. We haven't sort of saved six songs for our...
It's a good message, because I think we're all guilty of this, which is everyone's looking down the road. What about next year or next season or next album, next show, next contract, next whatever? And you end up living your life to whatever the next landmark is, and then you get to that landmark, and ironically, you're looking ahead to whatever's ahead of that, and you're just saying, this is what we're doing now.
And we still do that, but I mean, also the simple fact of it was, when I said that, was just after we'd finished making the record, and we sort of paint the parallel with childbirth, in that, you know, when you've given birth to a child,
right,
I'm sure most mothers straight away would not be that keen to have another baby,
right, but yet they have five kids,
and so
that's this country, though,
right, they have two and a half in England.
When we said that, it was right after we'd finished, and you know, the idea of making another record was terrible.
Hey, Derek.
Yeah,
but you know, ironically, this approach or mindset may give you more longevity than,
I hope so,
than people who are constantly talking about what's down the road. Derek, is that a satisfactory answer for you?
Oh, yeah.
After waiting 100 minutes on hold.
You were on hold for 100 minutes?
Was he?
About. Yeah.
Derek, we salute you.
Anything it takes, talk Copley.
Thanks, Derek.
Oh, thanks a lot, man.
Take care, bye.
Take care of yourself.
See, you've got some great people in your country.
Yeah.
Not really. I don't think you should
put yourself
there.
That was the one guy.
No, then there was that girl earlier. Was it Marie? It was Marie.
That was the second one. That was the second great person.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all just Jane Doe to me. I don't recognize them as names.
You have no compassion anymore.
We have some good calls coming
up. Jane Doe and Joe Bloggs. Those are the callers. You see how much I know about England?
Yeah.
I know the Joe Bloggs.
Fagel.
And I know the paper mache.
Fagel.
The papier mache and the aluminium. We're going to straighten that out. That's going to be one of my things. When I go to England, I'm going to try to get aluminum. Through.
But you're going over there with a lot of, you know, you don't want to annoy too many people. You're going over there with time issues and.
No, I have a very busy agenda over there.
Just
anyway.
You know, make some friends first.
You spell it differently.
Aluminium. Yeah, they spell it differently.
We spell it correctly.
Yeah, they invented it. We screwed it up.
It's like color.
I've done some research into this, Drew. They invented it, and we screwed it up.
All right.
That's ours.
That's usually what we do.
Right. Yeah. I'm going over there. And I got to talk to you guys during the break, because you know what I want to do? I want to go to, when I'm in England, I want to go to some, like, car factories and stuff. You guys got, like, Aston Martin?
Not many left.
Or
no.
Rolls Royce or anything? Yeah.
Bentley?
Oh. All right.
They're
all in Tokyo.
All right. Well, I'm going to Chris's flat. I'm going to crash there and kill some ants. Steal a few gold records and make my way back. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Carmen Electra in here tomorrow night. And then Tom Arnold. Tom Arnold makes me nervous.
Who's Tom Arnold? The golfer.
You want to do something special on your wedding night? Have you ever licked his butt?
That's Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold is like constantly in motion.
How do you describe Tom? Describing Tom Arnold to someone from England is like describing the color red to someone who's blind.
Right.
Roseanne's
ex-husband. Yeah. He's been in some movies.
Anything.
No, I know. He's been in some movies. You might recognize him if you saw him. You might go, like, do you ever see the movie True Lies?
Yeah.
Was he in True Lies?
Yeah.
See that movie True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger? Yeah. From America's Greatest Actor?
Yeah.
You know what I love about him? We haven't talked about this in a while, but I turned on TV and Schwarzenegger was on there the other day. It was last night, actually, in, like, The Eraser. And Arnold's a horrible actor, but when he was reading off the computer monitor going, the bombs are coming soon. And it was like annoyingly, distractingly bad. But the thing that's great is we cast him as American, except for he has this horrible accent, you know. But they do these things like, John Robbins is a Chicago cop. And he's like, I'll shoot you. And it's like, really? You don't want to, you don't even give him a, like a German last name? Like, really? It's just John Robbins? That's it? He's from Chicago? His dad was a cop on the force, and his grandfather was, too? Where are these strong Bavarian accents?
Vaguely alluded to Irish descent.
But what's weird is, imagine if you had to go to, I don't know, Poland and be an action hero there in Polish, you'd probably sound just as slow.
Yeah, but the Polish would never do something like that.
They wouldn't
That's
be
the
that.
Point.
Even the Polacks aren't that stupid.
Oh, Polish.
I mean, Polish. We make Polack jokes here. It's funny.
Really?
Who do you guys got in England? Who do you make fun of?
Americans.
Oh, Americans.
And other Americans.
But we do, we have a whole series of what we lovingly call Polack jokes here.
Right.
You
What's
know?
A Polack?
Yeah, Polack is a Polish person. And it's like, did you hear about the Polack terrorist who tried to blow up the bus? He burnt his lips on the exhaust pipe. You see, that kind of, there's that kind of humor. You guys don't have one of them?
Yeah, we have areas in...
Like Spaniards or something?
Well, Johnny's from Wales, you know, and all the... Because in Britain, we have four countries, Wales, Scotland, Ireland, England, and there's tension between all of them, and there's lots of jokes, you know.
So you're all each other's Polacks?
Right.
Absolutely, yeah. But isn't that a bit unfair of you to pick on Poland? I mean, it's miles away and it's tiny.
I know. I think the fact that it's far away is why we did it. We didn't want any trouble with neighbors.
Mm. Right.
We tried it with the Mexicans. They got uppity. It didn't work out.
Right.
They stopped exporting piñatas. It turned into a whole brouhaha. We had to go send it. We had to send a whole team over there to apologize. So we moved to Poland. I think that's how it worked, Drew. And the Canadians, they didn't even know we were making fun of them. So it was ungratifying. All right. We do the Canadians sometimes, too, don't we, Drew?
Sometimes.
You see, the Canadians are white people that we can make fun of,
right.
Which is nice. Because it's nice to pick your own color when you make fun of somebody. I think that's the lure of the Polack. They're blonde, they're fair skinned, so it's not quite as bad. If you pick someone who's a different color, darker skin, then it becomes cruel, you see?
I see.
So Canadians and Polacks mainly are who we focus on here. And you guys do the whales, and that's the beauty of the world.
Not the whales. We don't tease big fish. We're people from the Welsh.
The Welsh.
Coldplay's nodding their head along with you. Really? The dark skin? Okay.
Well, do you got a good name for the Welsh? I mean, we got Polack for Polish. No,
we're a lot more friendly than you, to be honest. So we just get along. Hmm. We make jokes about
that. And go ahead and take issue with the stuff he says. Don't just...
We don't want to, you know,
we don't necessarily
agree with everything you're saying.
No, but we do. I'm just telling you what we do as Americans.
Right.
We make Polack jokes.
All right, Michelle.
Yes.
Yeah, 40 years ago we did. Michelle, what's going on?
Hi.
Since
How
when
are
is,
you doing?
I'm 25 years, 40 years, Drew. Come on. Michelle, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. I just wanted to say hi to everybody. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to say hi to Cole Chamber and Adam and everybody.
To who? Hold on a second.
Coldplay?
Coldplay,
Cole
yeah, that's what I meant. I'm sorry.
Cole Chamber's not bad.
I have a serious question.
All right.
Okay, I know y'all have a lot of fun, but I have a serious question. I was in an abusive relationship, and I got out of it, and now I'm with this other guy, and he swears that he wants to marry me. And he wants to take care of me as far as, like, he doesn't want me to work.
How long have you been with this guy?
I've been with him for 6 months.
How long after you broke up from the other one did you find this one?
2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
And what is your general feeling about this relationship? Kind of boring?
Which one?
The current one.
The current one? He is really sweet.
Kind of boring?
He's all right. He's nice.
Okay.
That's boring.
He's not giving me any cash like he promised.
What's that now?
He promised to give you money?
Yeah, he ain't giving me no money like he promised.
He ain't giving me no money. That's the Queen's English there.
In exchange for sex or what?
No. He told me, okay, I lost my job. And he was like, hey, you don't got to work. Don't worry about it, sweetie. I love you. And you don't got to stress about that kind of bullshit.
Does he work?
Yeah, he works.
Do you live with him?
No, not at this point. See, he's in Arkansas working right now.
Uh-huh. And what are you doing for money?
Nothing. He's supposed to be sending me money, but today I went and got another job because he's not sending me any money, and so, I can't wait on him that long.
Is he driving a truck or something?
I've taken care of myself. Yeah. I'm not like a woman activist, but I know that I'm strong.
Right. And what's he doing in Arkansas?
He's working in a nursing home.
Why did he have to go to Arkansas?
I don't know. He's living with his aunt Linda.
All right, that's all very suspect, Michelle.
I know. But
maybe you ought to just
when I call him and he says he's at work, I can hear the intercom and I can hear the ovens and stuff because he's cooked there.
Is a cook there?
He's got to be at work. I mean, it just sounds. Right,
no, I'm not saying that he's necessarily not working. I'm saying that why did he have to leave the state? Why couldn't he find a job as a cook nearby?
They don't have old people in any other state than Arkansas, Drew. Yeah. You know that.
And he's a cook. He doesn't have to be in a nursing home.
We round up the elderly and send them to Arkansas or Arkansas, as you would call it. We were smart that way. I suggest you guys do the same over there in England. Just pick one state that has that's the flattest. And put them there because they don't do terrain well. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Are you drunk?
No.
Are you high?
No.
Does he drink a lot?
Huh?
Does he kind of drink a lot?
Does he?
Yeah.
Yes, and I usually do too.
Did your dad drink a lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
Well, because that's what you've recreated here, is this, you know, your good old codependent. And you're probably an alcoholic, so you probably inherited the gene from dad.
Okay.
Well, I'm not saying your disease is necessarily active, but you have that gene. You've said
I love to drink.
Well, that's...
You're probably right.
That's what alcoholism...
Hold on. Shut up.
People don't drink a lot because they don't love it. Then they love it. That's that genetic mechanism in operating. And when
really seriously, when I get mad is when I want to drink the most.
All right,
if somebody pisses me off,
Michelle.
Right.
Oh, boy. Now, listen.
Listen. Drew wasn't even talking. You know what's wrong with all our callers? They back up every statement with an example. They go, when I get mad, I drink. Like, if someone pisses me off, I start boozing. It's like... Right.
Well, I want to hear what Drew...
I wasn't going to argue.
Well, that she now... This is a real common pattern that people that have an alcoholic... women of alcoholic dads will very often find an alcoholic to glom onto.
How do you guess that, then?
You know, I treat alcoholics so much, I smell it. I just know when I'm around it, and this is that. And I can tell Michelle's an alcoholic, too.
So what do you reckon she should do, though?
Well, I first of all, she needs to get unaddicted from this guy and realize that it's some sort of... representation of her codependency, and she needs to sort of let this kind of slowly die a death. He's living far away. Let the relationship sort of kind of peter out, and maybe find someone that's not an alcoholic addict. If she really wants to do something good for herself, she can change. She can go to AA, get a sponsor, work the steps, and she will strangely automatically start attracting and being attracted to healthier people.
And she probably needs to focus a little on herself.
Yeah,
some people,
absolutely.
Women do this more than men, I think. Men are guilty of it as well, but they go from one bad relationship to the next, and then all the focus becomes on how bad their partner is. So, you know, at 17, they have a boyfriend who's trying to screw one of their friends, and he's out of control, and the whole life becomes about patching him up and bailing him out and dealing with him, and then they go to the next chaotic relationship. So all their focus, every ounce of Michelle's energy goes toward whatever guy she's with and what he's not doing. He said he was going to send money. He's not. He said he was going to quit drinking. Meanwhile, 20 years goes by and you've never really looked in the mirror. Yeah. You're so busy chasing after somebody.
And also it's a recreation of relationship with dad, too. So she automatically sort of fits with that in that lock and key relationship.
All right. We got her summed up. Let me just say bye to her because I feel bad. Michelle?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, AA, and don't worry about this guy and what he's not doing for you.
Okay.
Work a little on yourself. That's all right. You'll be alone for a little while.
Who is this?
This is your conscience.
Oh, okay.
Okay? This is the voice of reason.
Okay.
All right? No, this is your dead grandfather. Okay?
Okay.
I'm coming from the grave. And by the way, the whole part where someone says he's dead and then coming from the grave, I think that goes along with
the
dead part.
But why do you have to start?
You don't have to say the living room.
When you say grandfather speaking from the grave, suddenly you sounded Jewish. Why? What is that?
Her grandfather was Jewish.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He killed
himself. And you guys are pretty clever.
Yeah, we had her convinced I was her dead grandfather.
I know, that was...
from the grave, by the way.
Yeah.
Rarely from the urn. And I don't know what percentage of people are cremated, but apparently being cremated impairs your ability to speak
from the grave
to the living. Right. Yeah. Unless you bury the urn, but that sounds ridiculous. Yeah. What percentage of people are cremated
most,
in this country?
Most. I'm sure it's most.
Most?
I bet you.
In this country?
I don't know that, but I bet you. I bet you.
What about England?
Yeah,
53%, 54%?
I'd say about 53.6.
You know what I'd like? I would like to be cremated in a pinata. I would like to be stuffed in. I'd be like the world's worst birthday surprise for a seven-year-old. I would be stuffed in a giant pinata, and I'd like to fall out. My corpse would fall out.
No, we cremate you and put your ashes in the pinata.
No, they would do it, take it a step further. We put the candy in me.
Oh.
And just swing me from the tree.
Oh,
and
okay.
The kid beats on me with a broomstick until the candy comes out my urethra.
I think that could be a great film.
You know, Adam, these guys from Coldplay were going along with you, and I think they've about had an ass full now.
No, let's they haven't.
Let's hear
You're
a song.
Falling in
let's
love
hear a
with
song.
Me.
Let's hear a song.
No.
Come on.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Should we hear? We're going to hear
Hang
Coldplay
on. Let me just
song.
Say, can I say that was fascinating how you did that? Not you, Adam.
Yeah, the alcoholic
Drew. Yeah.
An alcoholic thing.
There's a lot of stuff we can do.
I thought he meant the really crappy segue for a minute.
I thought it was about
confused.
The grandfather.
All right. This is...
Do you believe in ghosts, by the way?
No. No. Oh. I'm not. I'm from North Hollywood. We don't have ghosts.
Really?
We're not old enough. North Hollywood was like built in 1971.
Okay.
You know, no one was dead long enough.
No, they don't believe in culture.
England has ghosts because people have been dying there for thousands of years. North Hollywood had like one bum died there in 74. That was it.
So our ghosts are scary because they're from the 16th century and they have chains and long hair, whereas your ghosts, they just carry bagels. And
well, they're from the 70s. They're pretty scary.
They wear flares.
Yeah, they tie up pants in the front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want to go to the Fog Hat concerts.
They want to listen to the Eagles.
Yeah, they pop up in custom vans and stuff like that. The Eagles. I hate those goddamn Eagles. I hate that band.
No, you don't, man. They're the greatest selling artists of all time, apart from the Beatles.
Let me
is that
say,
the Beatles?
Are
is
that you
true?
Serious?
Is that true?
I have no
What's
idea, but they're certainly bigger than us.
I know, we're this close to playing a Coldplay song, but
let's play an Eagles song.
Let me say something about the Eagles. Eagles have like four good songs, and I've heard 20 of them on the radio that sucked. They play them too much. They play the Eagles too much on the radio. That's
I'm not
what
a big
I'm
Eagles
saying.
Fan. It's interesting that the Eagles music really came from a guy called Graham Parsons, who doesn't really get credit for it.
I know Graham Parsons.
Yeah, and he's amazing.
Yeah, he's good. Eagles bother me.
Coldplay song.
No, we got to take a break.
Oh,
now.
For God's sake.
Well, Coldplay talked us right out of playing.
All right, we'll get back then.
All right, we'll be back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Carmen Electra in here tomorrow night. Tom Arnold in here on Wednesday night. Coldplay in here tonight.
New album.
Yeah.
Don't say it.
No, new album. New album is coming out on the 28th, and
it's rubbish.
It's rubbish. But most of our listeners don't know what rubbish means. Rubbish means good.
Oh, really?
It means it's whack.
It's like bad.
That's how bad means good in English. Rubbish means good in England.
Got it.
You cool? All right, let's hear something off of that CD.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You cute
it's
up
not
there,
rubbish,
Anderson? Well, listen, why don't we be the
judge
for that?
Yourself.
Yeah, let's judge for that. This is called God Put a Smile Upon Your Face.
Where do we go? Nobody knows. Gotta say I'm on my way down. God give me style and give me grace. God put a smile upon my face. Say I wasted all
nobody knows. Don't ever say you're on your way down when God gave you style and gave you grace. And put a smile upon your face.
See, that's a good band. They don't have to hide behind the bravado of bravado.
You weren't even listening. Man.
I could tell by the last few licks on that acoustic guitar that these
typical
kids.
DJ.
I know, Drew, what have I been saying about Coldplay during the weekend? Don't mention a part about them probably being a pain in the ass because they're good and from England. But you talk about, focus on the good part.
They were good, and you said they can't be distinguished from insane clown posse.
No, seriously. What have I been
slamming us? We were slamming you a week.
What have I been saying about Coldplay?
No, you said they were good. In fact, so good, he expected you to be a pain in the ass.
Really?
So good. That's what you said.
Sometimes people that are gifted artistically, I'm guilty of this myself, can be a little difficult to get along with. You know what I mean? When the hand of God comes down and touches you, you know, the way we've been touched, it's very easy. It's very easy to lose some of your social skills because you get sort of lost in your own genius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't really.
But they end up being nice guys, see?
Can't be that talented.
But I wonder, I wonder if Coldplay comes on this show 5 years from now. And I wonder if they're the same nice guys.
They're doing okay.
From the UK.
I'm going to get on here again.
Yeah. That's probably true. Paula?
Yeah?
Hopefully we won't be
Paula.
Here.
Hi, Paula. We're kind of running out of time, but what's up?
Okay, listen. I was living with my mom, my whole life.
Yeah.
And at age 14, I decided to move out because my mom's an alcoholism.
Right.
Then I lived with my father. And at the age 9, I started becoming sexually molested.
By whom?
By my mom's boyfriend.
How old were you?
I was 9.
9. And is that where you left your mom's home?
No, I left it at 14.
Okay. So it went on all those years between 9 and 14?
Yeah, and then it happened recently again.
Okay, well, it will happen again if you don't do something in terms of accessing some treatment for this. It, once you have been sort of rendered powerless in these horribly traumatic relationships, you will dissociate and become a victim every time a victimizer approaches you. You'll just sort of flip into that inability to escape mode you get into. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The escape when there is no escape is to just sort of dissociate. And that's something that needs to be unlearned. And therapy is about the only way we have, or certain kinds of therapies anyway, the only way we have done do that. And you really need to look into this.
Can you get some help, Paula?
I don't know how.
Plus, you.
Well, how can she?
Here's first of all. Listen, you've been dealing with an alcoholic mom. You can get involved with Al-Anon or Alateen. You're 16.
I tried, and every time I tried, I got into a dead end.
What does that mean, a dead end?
I would call the police, and they would be like, "No, we only have Spanish, and I'm only, English."
Alateen. I'm sure they have Alateens in Al-Anon in your area that are English speaking. I guarantee it. And if you're, get involved with some of these 12-step support groups. There's something that can, they start you down the path of getting some help and support with this. This is a long process. And if you have connected relationships, at least you won't be as prone to be victimized again in the near term.
Yeah.
All right, Paula.
What's he doing with my dad, though?
What about your dad?
What's that?
He molested me.
He's come after you now, too. Yeah. Call Child Protective Services. You got to call social services.
Hey, Paula.
Yeah?
Unfortunately, we have to go, but here's the thing. I agree with Drew. This is going to happen again if you don't step up. I'm sorry you have to. I'm sorry this is the life that you were born into. But now you got to do something for yourself or no one else is going to.
Hey, screeners, why don't we take a phone number on her and we'll call her back in a week or so and see how she's doing, all right? All right, Paul.
All right, Alateen.
All right.
And if you get the Spanish one again, ask him about piñata. I'm saying.
The Corolla Pinata?
Yeah, the Corolla Pinata. All right, it's a hairy white guy that you beat the crap out of. Take a little break. That's a nice way to end the show,
Drew.
Yeah,
of course.
Hey, guys. You guys, cheers. Cheers.
That was sad.
Yeah, I know.
That is
very, very common in this country.
She sounded so calm and collected, though, you know?
She's dissociated. She's disconnected. We got to go.
All right, we'll be right back.
Well, thanks for having us,
Well, wait, we're not going yet. We're coming back. Right. But then we say bye.
All right.
Well, I'll
why don't we say
out.
Bye now?
I know. That's what I think. Every goddamn night, I think, why don't I just say bye now, except for it's like 10, 15.
So we're going to come back.
I think
say goodbye.
That's what we're going to do.
All right.
All right.
Okay. See you in a minute, then.
All right, everybody. A Rush of Blood to the Head is the name of the new CD out on the 27th. That is next Wednesday. I want to thank Coldplay for coming in here and just being a delightful. I want to say cheers.
A delightful.
Cheers. A delightful.
Hey, thanks for being nice to us. We didn't know what was good. We'd never heard of you, to be honest.
Thank you. We weren't big fans either.
But we'll be tuning in every time we're
We'll be listening to Coldplay.
Great. Well, it's a great appreciation.
Much love to you, Coldplay.
Good time.
You guys, cheers, and come back anytime. And until
cheers.
Next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Yeah, I know. That's what I think. Every goddamn night, I think, why don't I just say bye now, except for it's like 10, 15.
So we're
going
to come back. Say
that.
Goodbye.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.